Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This is a teaser, or taster, for a class that's going to be taught later on tonight. The class is called Strong and Courageous from Acts chapter 4. We're looking at Peter and John and their courage in front of the people who were opposing them, persecuting them, and how they handled that and what empowered them. We'll talk about two points tonight, about the fact that the Spirit speaks, the Spirit loves to speak, to speak through people, to speak truth, to speak good news. And as the Spirit speaks, often we find that he speaks through us when we're in scary situations. We'll be talking about how God provides the courage we need. And then also how when we turn to God and acknowledge the work of the Spirit, that the Spirit shakes us. That's point number two. The Spirit shakes, as we see the building where the church is meeting and praying is shaken in Acts chapter 4. The people there recognized the Spirit being at work in what had happened to Jesus and what was happening to them, but also they asked for the boldness to continue the Spirit's work. They didn't ask for the opposition to go away. They asked instead for the boldness, the courage to continue to speak and preach the word. It says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly in Acts 4, chapter 31. So we'll be looking at this inspiring example, both of the individuals, Peter and John, but also of the church as a whole. Being strong and courageous. The Spirit speaks and the Spirit shakes. If you want to hear the whole lesson in person, come along tonight to Harrow High School, 7:30 p.m. And if you cannot do that, but you'd like to listen to the recording, then that will be online soon at thelondonchurch.org. All the W's, thelondonchurch.org. Until then, I hope you can remain in the power of the Spirit, strong and courageous.